Jonathan Bean, last but not least, coming back to you, why? What do you think is, given the historical situation where in the 1960s the African Americans burned down their own communities and then they were not rebuilt, what lessons do we have to learn from that in terms of what's going to happen next here? Do we see that? Would you expect to see the same patterns, or what was in particular was problematic? If we wanted to solve this problem in terms of rejuvenating those neighborhoods after maybe they've been destroyed, what could we do to make it a better outcome?
Well, you know, part of the aftermath of the 1960s riots was that there was certainly a sullen resentment between those merchants that were they're still in business and the residents. They didn't know who was antagonistic towards them and who wasn't. You know, the federal government could certainly do a lot more, the Small Business Administration, in terms of reimbursement of uninsured losses. This was a real problem after 1992 with the Rodney King riots. Not only were there so many businesses destroyed, of course, their workers lost, I think there were 5,000 jobs lost in the course of that riot. One thing that we've seen that's really quite radical in the past year is that the SBA has been used as a funnel for nearly $1 trillion in a way that it never has been used in that capacity for disaster lending in its 50 or 60 year history. It's got a long history of responding in terms of economic injury loans after 9/11, for example. Businesses that were affected not only in New York City could get economic injury loans. Now we have on the table loans that can be forgiven. You know, the big question is going to be, how difficult is it going to be for these businesses to provide documentation, or is the SBA going to relax that as well? But you know, a follow-up to the riots is that it's been fairly well documented that the riots of the 1960s contributed to a persistent increase in crime. They also increased the declining value of black residents' property, which had been rising and then fell. So we hope that we don't see that. Liberal solutions of more social spending, conservative solutions of law and order, battled each other from the 60s to the 90s. But I think it was Fred Singer who wrote a wonderful book in the 90s called The Future Once Happened Here about the cities. And his argument was, and I think he was right, that the crime has to be reduced in places like 125th Street and Harlem Business District. And until crime is brought under control, which in recent decades it has been, that's going to be a lingering issue. You know, whether we see policing and city policies towards police contribute to an increase in crime is something that I would worry about. So we could see a more generous federal response with these business owners in particular, and we need to watch out for what happens with crime.
Okay.